Jesus, clap for Jesus, clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus, clap for Jesus. Let's be on our feet, let's be on our feet. Let's clap for Jesus, let's be on our feet. Amen. I know the weather is very hot, so that's why I'm not going there, so that I won't take much time. Okay, I've come here so that it will take just 5 minutes. But we need to pray, brethren. Brethren, we need to pray. We all heard what happened yesterday. But I am praying that in our midst, instead of decreasing, we shall be increasing. Amen. Celebration of increase on every side shall be our portion. Amen. Open your Bible with me to Jeremiah 30:19. Jeremiah 30:19. So the title is very short. Celebration of increase. You will increase on all sides. Amen. In whatever you lay your hand upon, you will increase. Amen. Evil will not be your portion. When people are crying and tearing, your own cry and tear shall be tears of joy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Over your children, tears of joy. Amen. Over your career, tears of joy. Amen. Over your life, tears of joy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. So Jeremiah 30:19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry, you will make merry. Amen. And I, that is God, will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. You will not be small in your undertakings. In your life, you will not be small. In giving thanks and glory to God, you will not be small. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now begin to pray, say, Father, I will never be small. I will glorify you all the days of my life. Out of me, out of my family, out of your church, shall proceed thanksgiving. The voice of them that make merry. The Lord Almighty will multiply me, my children, my soul. I will prosper. I shall not be few. I shall not be few. God will glorify me. I shall not be small. In my thinking, I shall not be small. In my undertakings, I shall not be small. In the name of Jesus, the glory of the Lord will not depart from me. The glory of the Lord will not bid me farewell. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. You have made it possible for us to see January, February, March, April, May, June, July. And now we are in August. What an August occasion. Thank you, Father, for the choir, we bless your name. For the children teachers, we bless your name. For Sunday school teachers, we bless your name. For the head of the Christian education, we bless your name. For your children that did their baptism yesterday, we bless your name. We shall not be few. In years, we will not be few. In years, we will not be small. In the fruit of the body, we will not be few. In the fruit of the spirit, we will not be few. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. God bless you. You can have your seat. What I want you to know is that God knows exactly when and how to place you on a pedestal of victory. He knows exactly when and how to place you on a pedestal of greatness, for which you will forever be grateful. Say a better amen. Amen. And as a result, my prayer for you this morning is that you will never experience delay. Amen. You will not experience pain. Amen. Affliction will not arise you the second time. Amen. Hopeless situations all these hopeless situations shall be for a while. You shall be visited by the Lord Almighty. God will visit you this time with so much singing and dancing in the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord will increase your greatness. He will add beauty and complete your joy with favor in the mighty name of Jesus. What I want you to know is that it is necessary for us to be joyful. Because when you think about what is going on, yesterday, I have a different message for this Sunday. But when I heard what happened yesterday, I asked myself, shouldn't we be joyful? Shouldn't we rejoice? Death here and there. Are we so holy? Is it because we are Christians? No. It's just because the mercy of God never expires over us. And that mercy will continually be multiplied upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 30 verse 11 to 12. Said, thou hast turned me. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into what? Into dancing. Thou hast put off my what? My sackcloth. And gathered me with what? Gladness. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. We are going to rise up. Father, for the rest of this year, every form of mourning in my life, turn it to dancing. Put off my sackcloth. Guard me with gladness. Guard me, Lord, with gladness. Turn my mourning into dancing. Change my sackcloth to praise worship. Guard me with gladness, O Lord. Brethren, open your mouth and pray. To the end of my glory, I will sing to thee. I will praise you. I shall not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Make me a candidate to give thanks unto thee forever, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, every day of my life, I will give thanks to thee. This morning, I don't want to waste your time, but I want you to pray. Father, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Exodus, you can sit down. Don't worry, I'm still going to ask you to stand up as we pray. Acts of Apostle 9, 1 to 2. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughters against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, if he found anybody preaching Christ, whether they were men or women, might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Can you imagine? Acts of Apostle 9, 1 to 2. That was Paul. He later became Paul. You know? He went to the authority. Give me letters. I'm going abroad. Anyone I find. That was shortly after they have stoned Stephen to death. Anyone I find preaching in this name, talking about this man called Jesus Christ, let me bring that person bound in shame back to Jerusalem so that we can discipline him here. Can you imagine that? Anyone that is planning to bind you in jail, to bind you, to bind your joy, to bind your peace, to bring sorrow into your life, the Lord Almighty will banish that individual in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to understand that the devil and his cohorts cannot touch any child of God without a clear and express permission from God Almighty. Note that. Nobody. Even Job. The Bible says when the children of God, God gathered, Job came among them. Satan came among them. And God was able to be proud of Job. Can God be proud of you? He said, don't you see my servant Job? How beautiful he is. He worshiped me all the time. No sin in his life. He said, it's because you have an edge around him. You remove the edge and let me touch you. You will see that we do this. But God was so confident in Job. And he said, go ahead, but don't touch his life. God did not permit him to touch. God will not permit the enemy to touch your life. Evil prophecy will not come to pass in your life. Evil dream will not come to pass in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Satan couldn't touch Job without God's consent. Haman tried it. You remember the story of Haman? Haman. Is it Haman or Haman? I think it's Haman. He couldn't touch the Jews without King Ahasuerus' signet. You know, he went to the king. Sign this thing. Put your signet on it. That anyone that refuses to say you are the king or that worship any other person apart from you should be put to death. And you know, the Jews will never stand up and worship any other person apart from God. And it was actually referring to Mordecai. He said, whenever I come, go and read it when you get home. Whenever I come, there is that man at the gate. He never stand up for me to worship me. Ah! Anyone boasting over your destruction, God will destroy him. In the mighty name of Jesus. We talk about the story of Balak and Balaam the other time. King Balak and Prophet Balaam couldn't place any curse on the Israelites without clearance from the Almighty God. God said, you know, you cannot place a curse on them. And when Balaam opened his mouth, what happened? Instead of cursing, blessing was coming. Blessing will come your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's look at 1 Peter 5:8. Then we pray. Your adversary, the devil, 1 Peter 5:8. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walked about, seeking whom he may devour. So my question this morning is, who is walking about seeking to devour you? Who is going from pillar to post seeking permission to strike you? Where are they consulting in a bid to bring you to harm? Who is that Saul that is designing letters to bind you? Who is that Balak of a neighbor, a family member, or a colleague who has spoken, who has taken your name far? We are going to rise up. We are going to pray. God, do not give enemies permission concerning my soul. Do not give enemy permission concerning my security. Do not give enemy concern concerning my prosperity in this country. Father, as far as I am yours, as far as I abode in you, let it be said, let it not be said, oh, it happens because the Lord permitted it. Let it not be said concerning me that it happened because the Lord permitted it, therefore I am dead. No, I shall not die but live. For the Lord said, it shall be well with me. Are you under any spiritual attack? Are there arrows being shot at you? Do you have a feeling of being pursued? And God said, it shall be well with you. And God said, weeping may endure for a night. Psalm 30 verse 5. But joy cometh in the morning. My joy comes. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, my joy shall last forever. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, it shall be well with me. Today, God will not give permission to my enemies concerning me. God will not give permission to my enemies to take away my life. In the name of Jesus. Job 42:12 says, and the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginnings. Father, bless my days. Bless my latter days. Bless my latter days. Let it be well with me. Pray that your joy will meet you alive. Father, answer my prayers while I am alive. Lord, today, answer my prayers. Let me see the benefit of my prayers while I'm alive. In the mighty name of Jesus. As the Lord did for Job, so will he do for you. As the Lord did for Job, your second half of this 2019 will be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. The downfall of a man is not the end of his life. The Bible said in Proverbs 24:16, for a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again. You will rise again. You will rise again. There is a bouncing back anointing. That bouncing back anointing comes upon you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. There shall be all-round prosperity concerning your life, concerning your family. You shall celebrate. Celebration shall increase in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Celebration on all sides. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brethren, let me tell you one thing. If you are not in Christ, all this thing we are saying, we are just making noise. They're going to put your hand on your chest and say, Lord, accept me. I accept you today as my personal Lord and Savior. Father, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Come into my life anew. Renew your covenant in me. I am born again. He told that teacher of law, that professor of law, Nicodemus. See, and you are a professor, one of the leaders in Israel. And you don't know this, that a man cannot enter the kingdom of God except he be born with water and the Spirit. Except he become born again. Father, I accept you today as my personal Lord and Savior. Take my soul. Be the Lord over my life. Be the Lord over my life. Be the Lord over my life. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want you to ask for something from the Lord. Every Thanksgiving, the angels come down and they bring gifts. When we worship, when we come to worship God in His presence like this, corporate worship like this, gifts are brought. Talk to God. Your gifts will not be returned. Talk to God. What is that gift that you want? Talk to God. Let it not be returned. Talk to God.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stretch forth our hands to the pastor and begin to bless him. Just begin to bless him. Father, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. King of glory, we thank you. The King of glory, we worship your majesty. To you alone be glory forever and ever. Father, Lord God Almighty, your son that you have used, Lord God Almighty, I pray in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, by yourself, Father, Lord, bless him in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, bless him. In all areas of life, Father, Lord, bless him. Lord God Almighty, glorify your holy name in his life in the name of Jesus. My Father, my God, in the name of Jesus, as long as he lives in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, he will never bury any of his children in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, none of us will die prematurely. As he has blessed us, Father, Lord God Almighty, bless him in the name of Jesus. None of us will die untimely death in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, Lord God Almighty, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, in this church, we never cry. We no mourn in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Father, my God, in the name of Jesus, as he always say, he has not received the anointing of burial. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, none of us will die prematurely in the name of Jesus. We all live long in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We sealed our life with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everywhere we go, the anointing of God will forever be sure upon us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father, who art in heaven. Thank you, the King of glory. Father, Lord God Almighty, as you have asked, Father, Lord God Almighty, grant unto us in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And in Jesus' name we pray.